And we ended up with a machloikas, what the word mashabas means, right? We didn't know which one. We had a shaila in the Mishnah. Well, I'm just going to mention this quickly because it's really only going to be brought in as an aside. Is the Tanakhama saying Chodesh is Aser and Reb Lozer saying Chodesh is Mutter? Or is the Tanakhama saying Chodesh is Mutter in Chutz Laaretz and Reb Lozer saying it's Aser? The question was, in the word Meshavos, does mean Meshvasechem to you? Does mean Meshvasechem mean after you settle down in Eretz Yisrael, but limited to Eretz Yisrael? Or does Meshvasechem mean any place you live? So we don't know which one Reb Eliezer holds. No, it had nothing to do with Kalayim and Arba. Av can go either on right here, or Av can go back on the Mishnah that said that you're only Chayiv in Mitzvahs HaTluyos Baaretz, and the Tanakhama said Arla and Kalayim, and unwritten in the Tanakhama is Chodesh also. And Reb Lozer says, no, Chodesh is also Mutter. And granted, it's an unwritten thing, but Reb Lozer would be going back and saying, no, Chodesh is like the other one, not like Arla and Kalayim. There's no machlokes about Arla and Kalayim, at least at this point.
So the question is,
Reb Lozer is responding to the Tanakhama. Is the Tanakhama saying Chodesh or he's not saying Chodesh? Right. Now, it depends on the word Meshavos. If Meshavos means everywhere you live, then Chodesh is also in Chutz Laaretz. If Meshavos means after you settle down in Eretz Yisrael, then Chodesh is only also in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we don't know which one Reb Lozer holds, but we're going to find out in a second from Tashema, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines in the bottom. Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, 37a, 11 lines in the bottom. Tashma. Dam Rabbaya, Man Tamed the Polik Aleid Reb Lozer. Who's the one that argues in Reb Lozer? Now, we don't know what Reb Lozer holds, but who is the one that argues? Who is the Tanakhama? Rabbi Shmuley. Netanya Lamedcha, Shekol Mokam Shenem Rabbi Meshav, Eid Elach Yerushav Yeshiva. Comes to teach me that Meshav means after you settle into Eretz Yisrael. So here's Rabbi Shmuel saying that the word Mimashvasechem is limited to Eretz Yisrael. That means he holds Chodesh is only Aser in Eretz Yisrael. Because the whole purpose, the whole question is what does the word Meshav mean? Right? Mimashvasechem. Right? So we're saying it means if only Eretz Yisrael after you settle in. So Mimele Rabbi Shmuel is the one that's Mekel, because he says only Eretz Yisrael. So when Reb Lozer says Afa Chodesh, he must be Machmer. Because if again, Abaya told us the one arguing in Reb Lozer is Rabbi Shmuel. So let's see what Rabbi Shmuel holds. He told us that Meshavos is limited to Eretz Yisrael. That means the Reb Lozer must hold Meshavos is Chutz Laaretz. So we figured out who is the Mekel and who is the Machmer. Again, there are definitely two opinions here. The question was only who says, yes, that's Mutter and Chutz Laaretz, who says it's Aser. So Abaya identifying that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Meshavos means only Eretz Yisrael, obviously, Reb Lozer must hold Meshavos means Chutz Laaretz. So we now know which Man D'Amar holds what. Now, where did Rabbi Shmuel say this? What was he talking about when he said that Shkom Mokom Shenem Rebbe Meshav Ein Ha'achi Yerushav Yeshiva? Where was he talking about? So for that, we have to look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi. So we'll take our time doing the Rashi. L'lametcha. Sorry, the Rashi before. Rabbi Shimon Tanakama. The Masnissin, the Polig under Reb Lozer. Rabbi Shmuley, the Shaminulei. We heard him say, Meshav Tamar, Meshav Adi Yerushav Yeshivihu. Therefore, Vein Chodesh Noeg Alabaret. If he's the Tana that argues in Reb Lozer, he must hold the Chodesh is limited to Eretz Yisrael. As Reb Lozer, Lamei Mav, HaChodesh Noeg Arla Klayim. Chodesh is like Arla and Klayim. V'noeg B'chol Meshavas. And it applies to Chol Meshavas, Alma L'chum Repalik. He argues L'chum Repalik. The Reb Lozer is the Machmer. Now, where did Rabbi Shmuel say this? Lametcha Shekol Mokom. Gabi Parshas Nesachim Koyim B'Parshas Shlach L'chav. This is going in Parshas Shlach, last week's Parsha. It says, Kisavayu al Eretz Meshvaseichem, Vasisem Isha Lashem. When you come to Eretz Yisrael and you make a fire offering to Hashem, you should bring the Sachem. The Sachem, libations, wine, how much wine, flour, that's what the Pasuk talked about in last week's Parsha. The mitzvah of bringing the Sachem with a carbon. The Torah says, Kisavoyu, as Eretz, Moshvoy Seichem. So it has the word Moshavoy there. What does Moshavoy mean? Let's see. V'yol Rabbi Shmuel b'shchitas kachim. And Rabbi Shmuel Masechet Zvachim learns Mikra from a pasuk. The loy bo hakasev el latina nesachim lebamas sibur v'loy lebamas yachim. He learns that from another pasuk that the mitzvah of nesachim was never meant for your own bama. The first 14 years in Eretz Yisrael and in the period of time when there was no Mishkan Shiloh, they had bamas. There was one bama sibur, a central bama, where they brought the carbon tamid every day, where they brought karbanas sibur. And then, during that time period, since there was no Mishkan and no Beis HaMikdash, you were allowed to bring karbanas in your backyard or in your front lawn. And that was called a bama. You made a bama and you brought a carbon. When one brings a carbon on their own bama, do they have to have libations? The halachas of carbon on bama are different than the halachas of carbon in a bama sibur. For instance, I don't need a kayan to do the hakrava in a bama. Every single person can bring a carbon in a bama, and he doesn't have to wear a big day kahuna. There's a lot of halachas that are different in a personal bama and in a sibur bama.
What?
The whole sugya Masechet Zvachim, the last few blot Masechet Zvachim learns everything out. Not for here and now, Meretz Hashem one day, maybe, Ulai, yeah, should give us the kayak to live, to teach Masechet Zvachim, and to teach that Gemara. But that's not where we're holding now. So, Rabbi Shmuel darshans, from the word that says, Asher ani noisei lochem, by writing lochem, by writing Lachem, the Torah is limiting that the Sachem is only brought on a Bama that's made for everybody. The Bama that's made for everybody is a Bama Sibur. So Rabbi Shmuel darshans the Pasuk. Kisavayu al Eretz Meshvaseichem Asher Ani Naisin Lachem. The fact that the Torah wrote the words Lachem is to tell me the Bama. That the Torah is obligating libations in a bama that is for everybody. Hukok. So now we got a problem. If the Torah is limiting nesachim to a bama sibur, that means if a person makes his own private bama, there's no nesachim. So what does meshvaseichem mean? Isn't meshvaseichem mean everywhere? But it says Lachem, which limits it to Bama Sibur, and a Bama Sibur is only in one location. So it's not everywhere. So is it everywhere, or is it only in one location? Since Rabbi Shmuel, Lachem limits it to one location, he has to say that Meshvei Seichem doesn't mean everywhere, but it means after you settle down. That's what he has to say. Because what is Meshvei Seichem doing? One of two things. Either it's expanding to everywhere, or it's limiting that it only starts after you settle down. What is it doing? So because he learns Lachem, you're going to have to give me a few minutes to teach the Rashi. Because he learns Lachem means only a Bama Sibur, so he can't learn Meshavais means everywhere, because that would mean Bama Yachid. So therefore, can't mean everywhere because Bama Sibur is only located in one place. Ella, high mice of the Torah is coming to tell me that even in a Bama Sibur, it only starts after they settle down. Which would mean that the first Brahma Sibur, which was the first 14 years in Eretz Yisrael in Gilgal, did not have Nosachim. That even on a Brahma Sibur, it was later, after Shilai, Naiv, Givain, those were Brahma Siburs. But during Gilgal time, which was before they finished conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael, they didn't even have Bamas v'Bamas Sibur. Why? Because it says Maishmai Seichem. And Maishmai Seichem means when you settle down, which is after 14 years. So it starts with Lachem. Because Lachem means only Bamas Sibur, Maishmai Seichem can't be expanding, must be contracting. That even Bamas Sibur depends on Maishmai Seichem. Look, Dr. Rashi, the Av B'Bamas Gilgal, Shahay Yisham Mizbeach HaNechashas, Baish Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was there, Kol Yuchana, Dal Yuchana Shekim Shemichoku, all 14 years that they conquered and split it. V'Yibamas Sibur, V'Nitzchayvu B'Nesachim, Avu M'Shabol L'Shiloi, Da'ayinu Lacha Yushu V'Yishiva, Lived in Shiloi, where was the Mishkan, Shuv Nitzchayvu B'Nesachim, the Shuv Lai Pasku Nesachim Yibamas Sibur. And even after Shila was destroyed, the Bamas Sibur still had Nesachim. Afilu Mishachar Vashila Vaisa Bamas Sibur Benoi Vagivan. Behindu the Kamer, Lametcha, Shikal Makam, Kloiber. Mid the Parish Lakra Baman Hegas Bakukam. Since the Torah limited it to a Bamas Sibur, Shmamina Mosh of the Tzib Nesachim, Lav Kol Makam Ashma. That defines Mashavais. I can't learn Mashavais the way Rabbi Lazar learns Mashavais everywhere. Because it can't be true. Because over here in the Torah said Lachem, which meant only Bamas Sibur. Then it would be even Bamas Yachid. And Lachem tells me not Bamas Yachid. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is forced to learn Mashavais means only Eretz Yisrael after they settled down. That is the source of Rabbi Shmuel's Shita.
Was there ever more
Bamas? So historically, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, for the first 14 years, they had a Bamas Sibur in Gilgal. And Bamas were mutter everywhere.
They did have Bamas Sibur?
They had a Bamas Sibur, but they had no Nesachim there, because the Torah says Maish Rezechah. But there was a Bamas Sibur, Rashi says so. Right? He Bamas Sibur. But there was no Nesachim. After 14 years, they built Mishkan Shilai. And they built Mishkan Shilai, and at that point, Bamas became Aser. And they had a Mishkan, which was Bamas Sibur Plus. After Shilai was destroyed, which was 360. During the era of Shilai, no Bamas were Mutter. Correct.
Individual
Bamas. Then came Shilai was destroyed. 369 years later, and they had Bamas Sibors in two places, Naiv and Givain. Naiv and Givain. And that lasted till Shlaiman Metal became king and built the Beis HaMikdash. From the day Eli HaKayin was killed till till Shlaiman Melech became king. I don't remember exactly how many years it is. I think Naiv lasted for 52 years, maybe a little less. I don't remember exactly. And one lasted 36 years, whatever it was. Then they built the Beis HaMikdash, and Bamas are never mutter again. So the era of Bamas Sibur really was three places: Gilgal, Naiv, and Givain. Gilgal did not have the Sakham according to Mishmael, because it was before Meshavais, before they settled them. Naiv and Givain did have Bamas Sibur, and they did have Nesachim.
And Shilai is called Mishkan
Shilai. Shilai is called Mishkan Shilai, which is a Bamas Sibur plus. Meaning it has at least the halakhos of Bamas Sibur, it had Nesachim.
And there's a ton of them that disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel.
We haven't gotten to them yet, but there will be a ton of that disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel, correct. The reason we brought it here is to prove that Shmuel holds that the word Meshavas doesn't expand out of a certain place. It says when you settle down. Back to Gemara.
Rabbi Akiva.
Noam and Gibbon, there were private bombers allowed?
Yes, during the era of Noam and Gibbon, correct.
It says here that whole period lasted 57 years.
Could be. I don't remember. I say he knows the Gemara as well, come offhand. I didn't look it up. Mm-hmm. Correct. And Mishnah says as well, come exactly how long it lived. Not that he made it up. He looked up the Mishnah. I didn't. Zog Tigamai Vait. I'm a lawyer of Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, I can't understand you. Harish Shabbos, Shinemer by my Shabbos. Shabbos says, L'Savaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem. Are you going to say it's only in Eretz Yisrael after 14 years? That's your translation of Moish V'Seichem. But the egg is Ben Barz, Ben B'chutzlaritz. I mean, you got to admit that Shabbos is Ben B'chutzlaritz. So doesn't that prove your translation of Moish V'Seichem wrong? Amalai, Shabbos Mikav B'chaymer Asya. Shabbos is different because it's a Kavu Chaymer. Ma mitzvahs kalos. Mitzvahs that are not as strict as Shabbos. Right? Still, the Heges, Eretz, Bebuchus, Laretz, so Shabbos Chamira, like Hoshkein? Shabbos? For sure it's Naeg everywhere. So don't ask me from Shabbos. If other mitzvahs that are not as severe as Shabbos are Naeg in Chutz Laretz, like Shatnas, like other things, so for sure Shabbos is Naeg in Chutz Laretz. But that's an exception to the rule of the word Vashabbos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. What we wanted this brisa was for the next two lines. Midamar Abaya Mantana de Polagalir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shmuel. Since Rabbi Abaya told us that Rabbi Shmuel is the one that argues with Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel says Vashabbos means only Eretz Yisrael, Shmamina Rabbi Eliezer, by the way, it's Rabbi Eliezer, the Chum Republic Shmamina, must be he's the one that says Chadish is Naeg in Chutz Laretz, period. So we explained who what Rabbi Eliezer holds. This is why we brought this whole in, to prove what is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rashi. Dr. Rashi of Ari Shabbos, Nemer Boli Sivaru. B'nehag is B'chol Mokum, Af Mosh Vesechem, period. Sa'af Mosh Vesechem did his Tokum, B'chol Mokum Komar. B'bamas Yachar, Ha'nehag is B'chol Meshavas HaKlasa Medavar. And there's a key of the Sokum, even by B'bamas Yachar. That's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. The word Mosh Vesechem doesn't mean after you settle down. It means everywhere. V'hai Detalyum B'yis Haaretz. So then why did the Torah say Kisavayu? If it's Naeg B'bama, it should have been Naeg everywhere, even before they got to Eretz Yisrael. Because, Hakam, Ad Akshav Ayisim B'mishkan Shabbamas Nesru. Because till you go into Eretz Yisrael, there was a Mishkan in the Midbar, you couldn't bring a B'bama. V'adayin lo yekraftim Nesachim al B'bama Sibur. So now you're only bringing the Nesachim on the Mishkan, which is like a B'bama Sibur. That's why it's kept on saying B'bama Sibur plus. V'mishim B'tavayu La'aretz. Call you Dalit Shana Shlehuk LeMikvish Mishkan Shilai. All 14 years that Shilai wasn't built. Le'Yishayich NeBeGilgal. Terudim B'Mochama. Busy with war. The Kaimel on Shehutu Rabamas. And the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us that the Bamas were Mutter. Ba'a Kasim L'Zel L'Amdeinu. Shki Sivayu La'aretz. Mutei Bamas Yachud Muteres. Afi Titzin Nesachim. Rabbi Shmuel B'Kiva holds the Pasuk is saying, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you're allowed to have personal Bamas, do nesachim b'mashrei seichem anywhere you make a bama. So he's translating mashrei seichem to mean anywhere, not like Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, we now have a machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel how to translate the word mashavais. And Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Akiva that mashavais doesn't mean to limit acha yerusha v'yeshiva. Mashavais is to expand to everywhere. Yes.
They
had the Sochim
or not?
Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rashi's going in Rabbi Kiva. That's the Machloek. It really boils down to, you want to think, it all starts with the word Lachem. Because what drove Rabbi Shmuel to his pshat was because the Torah said I say nice in Lachem, and he understood Lachem means the Bama Sibor. So he had a problem. Mashavais includes everywhere. Lachem says only Bama Sibor. To resolve that, he retranslated Mashavais. Rabbi Kiva doesn't dash in Lachem, and we'll find out why momentarily in a few minutes. Therefore, since he didn't dash in Lachem, he learned Mashavais meant everywhere. So, the bottom line is they're arguing what Beshabbos means. What drove the machloikis is the word lachem. That's what drove the machloikis.
Lachem means.
Bishmo means only a bama that's for everybody, a bama sibur. That's how he darshens the parts of Gashani, nice in lachem, a bama sibur. Only one bama sibur at a time.
Right. So then.
I think it's talking about the Sakhim. Practice Gemar Mikhti. We finished our Raya. We're finished with Chadash. Now we're getting involved in that Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel Heichi Koya Nesachim. Rabbi Shmuel was talking about Nesachim. The Nesachim, by Nesachim, be Ksev. Be Umayshim Ksev. Says Kisavoyu, Eleretz Mashav Seichem. Right? Why is Rabbi Shmuel saying the word Mashav? It's not only Mashav there, it says Kisavoyu. It's not the word Mashav by itself, because the Raya is, the Pasuk doesn't just say Mashav there. It says, Kisavoyu el Eretz Maishvezechem. Isn't Kisavoyu indicate Eretz Yisrael? So why is there Rabbi Shmuel, meaning, let's ask it even stronger, what right does Rabbi Shmuel have to say that the word Mashav means only Eretz Yisrael? That's not what we see from the Parsha of Nesachim. It says there, Kisavoyu and Mashav. So Kisavoyu tells me Eretz Yisrael, and Mashav tells me after they settle down. Why is Rabbi Shmuel stressing that Mashav means only Eretz Yisrael? Not true. It says Kisavoyu. The words of the brights are not clear. It's not Mashav by itself. It's a combination. Kisavoyu and Mashav. Dr. Gemar, you're right. That's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel meant to say. You're right. Rabbi Shmuel did not mean Mashav by itself. He meant Sivayu and Maishav, which by Chodash it is. There's Sivayu and there's Maishav Seichem. Both exist. Dibre Rebbe Shmuel. Fresh to Gemara. Yachi. Amalei Rebbe Kiva Arei Shabbos Shenem Rebbe Bei Shabbos. So what's Rebbe Kiva's question? If Rebbe Shmuel only said it when there's a combination of Sivayu and Maishav, by Shabbos it doesn't say Ki Sivayu. It just says Maishav. And if we're saying now that even Rebbe Shmuel did not mean only Mashavais, he meant a combination of Kisavayu and Mashavais. So Rabbi Kiva has no question from Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel should have said to him, doesn't say Kisavayu there. So what's Rabbi Kiva's question? Are Shabbos never Mashavais? V'yamalayim Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel answered him, Shabbos kavachaymeri. Namely, I know biu Mashav kamina. I didn't say Mashav by itself. I said whatever it says Kisavayu on Mashav. Shabbos doesn't say Kisavayu.
Then it means only
Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Chadavayt Kamarle. You're right. Rabbi Shmuel had two answers, one that we have down and one that's unwritten. His first answer was, your question doesn't even start, because I never said it for the word Mashavas alone. I said it only when it says Kisavoyu. Then I said Mashav means after they settle down. And I have another answer. Even if you were right that it would apply, my halacha would apply to all my Shabbos, Shabbos kavachemri. So really, Rabbi Shmuel told him two answers. Number one is I never said it by my Shabbos. I only said it by Kisavoyu my Shabbos. And number two, Shabbos doesn't prove anything anyway, because Shabbos is a kavachemri. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel only said it where the Torah said Kisavoyu and my Shabbos. So my Shabbos there means after you settle down. But if you only have the word my Shabbos by itself, that it means everywhere. So the machloikis, what Mashavas means, is the machloikis when there's Kisavoyu and Mashavas. Rabbi Lazar holds, even when it says Kisavoyu, the fact that it says Mashavas expands it even out of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Mashavas means after you settle down in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know it's Eretz Yisrael? From Kisavoyu. So Rabbi Eliezer also agrees Kisavoyu means when you come to Eretz Yisrael. But he holds the word Meshavah says it's Negeya everywhere. And Rabbi Shmuel holds, no. Meshavah doesn't spread it. It defines when in Eretz Yisrael, when you settle down.
He agrees that if it says only Meshavah, it should be...
Correct. That's what we're saying now. Correct. You're shaking your head. Correct. He said, the Torah is saying when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv everywhere.
Now, the whole Moshavos means what?
Everywhere.
Even outside Eretz Yisrael?
Correct.
What's Kisavo?
When you get to Eretz Yisrael.
So when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, then... So what's the Nugia going to Eretz Yisrael then?
That's a great question. The Gemara will deal with it later. You're right. Yes, doctor.
Which is, we've just been down a long rabbit hole, chasing after Moshe Seichem. And we wind up with this Deus Ex Machina at the end of it, which says, no, we don't mean that, we mean this and that.
Correct.
What was the function of the whole disquisition up until now?
Well, I didn't understand it that way. That's how Gemara operates.
That's a general question. I mean, is this to say, if you were to be so smart that you think of this, or you think you're so smart you think of this, no, it's actually not like that. I mean, I'm not certain.
This is how Gemara operates. It gives you Havaminas and Maskanas.
I agree. Why? Why?
That's how Talmud Bavli is written. To give us the power of pilpul, of questions, but Yerushalmi would never do this. And Yerushalmi, this Gemara would be a line and a half. It would never get involved in a Havamina, in a Maskana, it doesn't do that.
Kmat
never does.
When you teach, the question is, they're doing it for a reason. They weren't like,
to teach us, first of all, I don't know why they did it. I wasn't there when they wrote it, and I don't know Ravina and Ravashi's mind. But the way I understand it is they taught you the way it was done. This is how they got there. They taught you process. They didn't skip process.
I mean, I agree. Process is...
That's what they did. They taught you
the
process.
The essence of what I've done for 30, 40 years. I don't know.
So they taught you process. That's what they do in Bavli. If they wouldn't write the Havamina, you would just know the Maskana. You wouldn't know process. They had this, and somebody said, hey, it doesn't make any sense. So they said, oh, we must... That's process. Rashi. Biyum Vaishuk Simbahu. Vehechi Yalav Vnei Vaishuk B'loi Biyah. How could it be Shmuel learn out the word Vaishuk without the word coming to its role? Dilma Haidim Afarish Vei Biyah S.R.T. Dilma Vaishuk Vnei Mekom Mokom Shatim Yaishuk. Then it doesn't mean anywhere. Ava Vaishuk B'loi Biyah V'loch Afilu Chutzlaritz. But maybe Meshavas without saying Kisavayu means even Chutzlaritz. So come on, you're right. How he come to Rabbi Shmuel? She called Malkum Shnei Rabbi Yomaisha. But Chodosh also Rabbi Shmuel Lashmina. The Sibbei Nami be a sorry to my Shabbos. Chodosh happens to have both, and Rabbi Shmuel is limiting it to Eretz Yisrael. Period. Frech the Gemara. But my commitment. Why did Rabbi Akiva not want to learn like Rabbi Shmuel? Why did Rabbi Akiva reject Rabbi Shmuel's pshat in the Sachem? Why was he convinced that my Shabbos, my Nesachim, means everywhere? What was wrong in learning Kisavaya when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you settle down? Why did he want to say, no, Kisavaya when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you do it everywhere? Why? There must be a reason that drove Rabbi Akiva not to accept Rabbi Shmuel. What was his reason? Meaning, what's the source of the Machlokes? Rabbi Shmuel was... said very clearly. It says Kisavayu, and then it says Moshe Seichem. Tells me, makes sense to say, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael when you settle down. He says, no. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, everywhere. Why? Why are you doing that to the Pasuk? Dr. Gemara B'mai Kamiflagi, B'kivu Nesachem B'midbar Kamiflagi. What happened in the Midbar? When they brought Kerbatas in the Mishkan, were there Nesachim or not? Now, if you learn there were no Nesachim in the Midbar, that means the whole Parshas Nesachim started in Eretz Yisrael. That means before Eretz Yisrael, zero Nesachim. Not by Abamas Yachid, not by Abamas Sibur, no Nesachim. Comes along the Torah and says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to bring Nesachim in a Bama Sibor. Hashani Naitse Lochem in Abama Sibor. Right? Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, what does Moshe Seicha mean after you settle down? But Rabbi Kiva holds they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. So we already know that you have to bring Nesachim in Abama Sibor. There's no purpose for the Torah telling me bring in Nesachim in Abama Sibor. You did that in the Midbar. So what is the Torah telling me? That you have to bring Nesachim in Abama Sibor? You did that in the Mishkan. You did it in the Midbar. Must be the Torah trying to tell me you bring Nesachim in every Bama. It can't be limited to Bama Sibor like Rabbi Shmuel learned. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you started from zero. When you start from zero, you look at the Pasuk Asher Ani Naisin Lochem, you say it's only including Bama Sibor. Because I didn't know Bama Sibor beforehand. There were no Nesachim beforehand. But Rabbi Kiva holds they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. So we already knew that you bring Nesachim in Abama Sibor. You did that in the Midbar. So what is the Torah coming to add in Eretz Yisrael? Must be Bamas Yachid. But then Moshe Seichem can't mean one location. Must be expanding it everywhere. So that's the source of the Machlokes. You Darshan Lochem for Bamas Sibor or not? Rabbi Shmuel says, yes, because we didn't have the Sachem at all. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, because I had the Sachem beforehand. Now let's read it inside with the Rashi before we do questions. Frekti Gemara b'may kamiflegi. B'kirvu nesachem b'midbar kamiflegi. Rabbi Shmuel Saver like kirvu nesachem b'midbar. There were no nesachem in b'midbar. Rabbi Kiva Saver, kirvu nesachem b'midbar. Zakt Rashi. B'may kamiflegi. My raw Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva see? Shalomet kiri Rabbi Shmuel. Isn't Rabbi Shmuel make much more sense? The kibun dechsev biu umayshe baaretz kamelacha yirutshe v'shiva. Doesn't kisavayu, and Mashavas like Rabbi Cohn said, says kisavayu. Why do you need kisavayu if it's everywhere? Rabbi Shmuel sarver lo kibun nesachim b'midbar. Zok Rashi. Got a problem. V'av agav dechsev b'meluim. In Parshas Tetzaveh it says, v'zeh ashetasem izveach uchsev b'y nesachim b'oilis atomet. How could you tell me no Nesachim in the Midbar when the Pasuk writes Nesachim by Meluim, which happened in the Midbar, the Kabbalah of the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu before Aaron took over? That's only the Karban Tzibur Hudahavi. In the Midbar, it was only brought for Karbanos that were the Tzibur. Aba Yechidim, Leinischaibu B'Nesachim, Elam Ebiya Sa'aretz Ve'elach. But you brought your own Karban on Abama Tzibur. Not a carbon tzibur. Remember, let's not confuse. There's a bama tzibur and there's a carbon tzibur. In the Midbar, they brought Nesachim for carbon tzibur, not for carbon yachid, even though it was brought in the Mishkan. When they got to Eretz Yisrael, so we added a new dimension. From now on, in the bama tzibur, everybody will bring Nesachim, even individuals. For the Kiva Saver, Kivu Nesachim LeYachid B'Midbar. As soon as they started bringing for a kibur zibur, they brought it for a yachid. I wouldn't need it. Because we already know from the midbar. Because there was no bamas yachid until they got to Eretz Yisrael. But once they got to Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to do bamas yachid kol yudal chana all 14 years. Now the one question I expect everybody to ask me is how do you prove from Mishkan to Bama Tzibor? Mishkan is a higher level. The answer is the Gemara understands that if they brought Nesachim into Mishkan where they brought Kabbana Tzibor, you would bring Nesachim in Bama Tzibor where you also bring Kabbana Tzibor. Meaning, if an individual used to bring Nesachim in the Midbar, he would bring the Nesachim in Gilgal also, but he brought it to the Bama Sibur. So therefore, I wouldn't need a Pasuk for that. So it must be the Pasuk. He's talking about Bama Yachid. That means Moshe Seicha, means everywhere. So what drove Rabbi Kiva is because he held they already brought the Nesachim in the Midbar. What drove Rabbi Shmuel is he held they didn't bring the Nesachim in the Midbar. That's the source of the Machloikas, yes, Doctor.
I think it's just resolved. I mean, you were referring to Bama Sibur. in the Mishkan. It was unclear to me whether that was referring to the Mishkan or whether it was self-built. It seems to be it's just a cognate description of the Mishkan.
Right.
Okay. That means in the Midbar they did not bring, or they weren't chayv, or could they bring?
No, they didn't. Once you weren't chayv, you don't bring. Pashtun. Yes?
Maybe you mean even outside Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly what Rabbi Kiva says.
All over Eretz Yisrael, there's this one way of learning it, and there's also learning it even outside Eretz Yisrael. Today, you can't, it's not true. You can bring Korbanos outside, could you?
Who said Bavis Yachin is not permitted outside Eretz Yisrael?
No.
It's a big Shiloh. Not so simple. And even if you're right, that's only because of the technicality that you can't bring Bavis Yachin, not because of Nesachim. Meshavas means wherever you have a bama, you bring the sachem. Now, if there's a technicality about bamas out of Eretz Yisrael, that's a technicality in bamas, not a technicality in the sachem. By the way, we just answered your question. Why did it take Yisavayu if it's everywhere? Because the Torah is telling me when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have bamas, which you didn't have till now. Individual. So then you're chayav to bring on Bamas Yachid. Nesachim. Meaning, Kisavaya is when it starts. Because beforehand there wasn't a Geya. There were no Bamas Yachid in the Midbar. There was a Mishkan. So it all starts, I always try to say this, and I said this many times, and I'll repeat it again. The Gemara works backwards. It starts off with the Machlokes, what Meshavas means, traces it back to Lochem, traces it back to Karban Nesachim Bamidbar. So it traces it back, instead of starting with the source and working its way forward, it starts with the result and works its way backward. The Gemara does it all the time. Because we were interested in the result. What does Meshavas mean? So we brought him Achloikas Tanoim. That's the result. Then we say, by the way, how did we get here? This is how the Gemara always operates, because it's looking for results. But once it gets the results, it says, how we get here? And it traces it back, which is exactly what the Gemara did here. We brought a machloek, is what Meshavas meant, and we traced it back, and it started with whether they brought Nesachim in the Midbar or not. That became the source. According to Bekiva, there's no reason to say, bring Nesachim in the Bama Sibur. You did that in the Midbar already. So what happens in Eretz Yisrael? Must be Bamas Yachid. According to Mishmol, they didn't bring the Sachem until now. So when the Torah says Kisavayu, it means start by Bamas Sibor. That's all it means. And therefore, it translates what does Meshavas mean? To Mishmol, it means only where the Bamas Sibor is after you settle down. And according to Bekiva, it means everywhere. Now, as Rabbi Cohn pointed out, it might be only in Eretz Yisrael because of a technicality, because there might not be Bamas out of Eretz Yisrael, which is a Machlokes. Yes?
Only in the Midbar. Okay. So it must be that when you're to Israel, it must be Marbe even
Bamas Yachid.
Okay, but maybe it's to tell me don't start until you're.
They did it in the Midbar. It can't be don't start.
Why not?
Because they already did it.
They did it in Midbar, right. And then there to throw, you're going to have to wait until you...
Why? It's a Bamas Sibur. Why would I think it stopped?
I don't know. I don't care why.
Well, Rabbi Kiva doesn't. It does care. He said that once they did it in the Midbar, there's no reason for them to say that it stopped by Bamas Sibur.
Which was the same, I thought, meant when you're settled.
That's what Rabbi Shmuel says it means. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that way because he thinks, because the Torah said when you come to Eretz Yisrael, start being Makriv Nesachim. You already did it. What are you starting? So what you would like to offer, I understand what you're trying to say, is maybe the Torah is saying take a 14-year hiatus.
No, not hiatus.
No, you mean don't bring it in a Bama Zibor.
Right.
That's a hiatus.
No.
That's what you're doing. You had a chiyuv in the midbar. You got to act as wrong. Chiyuv him off. 14 years.
This chiyuv is off. Don't.
Again, what you're making it, but that's not a story to think. Why would the Torah stop a chiyuv? It's a Bama Zibor. They're bringing korbanos. They brought a tumet every day. Again, even Rabbi Shmuel, by the way, agrees that by the tumet they brought the Sachem every day in Gilgal, because that was in the Midbar. He agrees Kabbalah Sibur had the Sachem in the Midbar, and it continued. There's no reason to say when you get to Eretz Yisrael, things are on hold. They're not on hold. Maybe new chiyuvim don't start, but we don't drop old chiyuvim. Yes.
You're going to need. I mean, you can't make that. So you need a source text. I mean, the way in which it works, as you were saying, but to make it more explicit, is that the whole Bavli, and I don't know your tone, but I would assume it's about the same, is that all matters of practice are derived from puzzle. And it's a search to find the underlying axiom, the underlying puzzle, which explains the action. And the puzzle comes from how we
The machlekes here has nothing to do with darshan the puzzle. The machlekes here is a result of a fact beforehand that determines how to darshan the pasuk. Kivun the sachem amidbar, like kivun the sachem amidbar, the Gemara doesn't bring a pasuk for that. That is a machlokes, what happened in the midbar. Now, it's based, what Rabbi Kiva based that they did, and Rabbi Shmuel based that they didn't, I don't know. It doesn't say. Because of that, when they approach the psukim, they're approaching it from different areas.
I would consider phrasing that a bit differently, in that the root is the revelation of what was done in the midbar is in the psukim, and from that is what
maybe not. I hear you, but I'm not around. Not in the center.
I have a similar question. Rabbi Kiva Silver, he holds it that because they brought Nisachim for the Rabbim, they also brought for Yechidu.
Yes. He didn't say that. You just added something. No, Mishikirvul Rab means at the same time that they started for Rabbim, they started for the individual. He's telling you a fact.
And how do you know that?
It doesn't say.
That's what it doesn't say. Yeah, so it's not from
Tsukim. I said I don't know.
Might be
I don't know. See, I'll say it again. I don't think saying I don't know is a dirty word. I don't know.
No, I wasn't complaining.
Okay. Right. There's a lot more that I don't know than I do know. Sabar. This is some of the things I don't know. He holds that this is what happened.
Does sabar mean he holds, or sabar means a svara?
Sabar means, but what does holds mean?
I mean, you have to make up your mind one way or the other.
That's what sabar means. He holds. Yes.
Rashi says in several places, I don't know what this means.
Yes.
Which is, anyone who doesn't say that, he can't trust
him. Again, I'm asking him 100%. Don't take my right to. I'm Rabbiya. High Tana de Beir Bishmo, Mapik Be'er Tana de Beir Bishmo. You should know, these two brides of Bishmo are arguing with each other. Why? The Tana de Beir Bishmo, Hayu V'nem Rubias B'tayra Stam, since it says in the Torah Kisavayu many times, and one place the Torah told me after you settle down, and I'll finally tell you what the place is in a moment. I've called Lachi Yerushav Yeshiva. The word Kisavayu by itself. You don't need Mashavais. Every time the Torah says Kisavayu, it means when you get there, it's a straw and settle down. Why? How do I know that? Because by a king, it says, when you, it says it two places, by a king and by Bikurim. It says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'yirishta v'yashaftaba, then you should make a king. I mean, the Torah revealed to me that the mitzvah of king requires coming to Eretz Yisrael and settling down. So it's up to be small in this brisa, that from here we derive that any place the Torah says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it means after 14 years. So it's not like before that you need two words, Savoyu and Maishav. This brisa says Savoyu by itself means after 14 years. So he says, you don't need Maishav. That argues on the previous brisa. Previous brisa said that Bishmol needs two words, Savoyu and Maishav. And this brisa is saying Savoyu by itself. Rashi. After you conquer and settle down. 14 years. Seven of seven.
Yerusha was given, it was split.
Yerusha means conquering.
Yerusha means conquering, and Yeshiva means
settling down.
So it took 14 years to conquer Israel. It
took 7 years to conquer and 7 years to divide.
Okay, so the Yeshiva is the
seventh
division.
Rashi, Dr. Rashi, High Tana the Baby Shmuel Dalil. The less the Yerushalmi Yeshiva Lechid Ksiv Maishav. He only holds that Maishav means after they settle down. Imbia. With Kisivayu. Mapik Vidik Tana the Maishav Midaita Shotana Achar. It takes away from the Das of the other Tana. Dapsinu Lechiv Lebiya Lechuda. Ein Alach Yerushalmi Yeshiva. Even the word Kisivayu means after 14 years. Apart Lech Akasab Achas Mem. Kare Melech Ksiv. Kisivayu Laretz. V'yirishta v'yashavtaba. So therefore, there's a machlokes here. What if you only have the word kisavaya without maishav? Does it mean right away? Or does it mean after you settle down 14 years later? According to the first brisa, kisavaya by itself would mean as soon as you come in. According to the second brisa, no. Kisavaya means after settling down. How do I know that? Because one of the places it says Kisavayu v'yirishta v'yishavtaba, that's the source, which is Melech.
Why did it take 7 years to divide?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Yes.
We learn out of basic fact, which is that it was just to conquer large opposing armies that get Jews to agree on the war.
Again, good morning, welcome. Ask how we know the 7 years. It's all complicated. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going there. All I'm saying is, it took 7 years. That's what the Gemara tells me. It doesn't tell me a reason it took 7 years. It tells me it took 7 years. There's no pasuk that it says 7 years. That's clear. That it took 7 years to conquer it is in the Pesukim. That it took 7 years to divide is a Chazal.
But I thought there's a call at Dabar Alon Vidyano. It's what you have by Melech that it says that Kisavo means only after settling.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all over.
Correct.
That's one of the Rishmol's things, right? Devil of Minyan.
100% so, therefore.
Okay, so how can the first... we have that now. How did the first shot that we had...
Beautiful kasha. Diary volume. The Gemara is going to ask it right away. How does the first writer, Rishmol, disagree with the second one? The second one seems right. Even without Rabbi Shmuel's thing. Even without Dabar Alon Minyano, it's called Mamatzinu. Binyanav, it's also one of the rules. Dabar Alon Minyano just means it's nothing to do with comparing anywhere else. But you're right, it's a great question. Frech the Gemara, the Idach. So why does the first Brisa disagree? Shouldn't have a Melech of Bikurim, Shnei Ksuma Bo'kechad, Chol Shnei Ksuma Bo'kechad, Eim Elamdeh. Remember back Shnei Ksuma? Twice the Torah says, Kisavayu V'yirishta V'yishavtaba. By Melech, and by Bikurim. Both in Parshas Kisavai. Why did the Torah repeat itself twice? To tell me, only these two places, it means Yirishta V'yishavtaba. That's why it had to write Meshav everywhere, because without Meshav, I would not learn it out from Melech and Bikurim. Because I would say Melech and Bikurim are Shnei Ksuma Bo'kechad. They cannot be the source. Rashi, who Bikurim, V'hayek Yisraveh La'aretz, the Paras Benami Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Everybody should have a wonderful day.